I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Hope you had a great weekend. Spent a lot of time just kind of hanging out, watching the coverage of the Iranian attack on Israel. Start my day with that. Woke up with that on Saturday. And it's funny because as I was watching the coverage, I was going through different stations. I go through CNN, MSNBC, Fox, News Nation. News Nation, I don't think, was covering it. They had some other show on. I don't know what was going on with that. But then they finally said, hey, somebody better go to the studio and start covering this thing. But the more I watched it, the more it progressed, the more I got annoyed with it. And because it was the same questions they were asking over and over again. It just got to the point of being trite. It's like, will it happen? You know, will it happen? They were just showing these very, I guess you could call them still, they look like still pictures, but they weren't. They were actually, nothing was going on. It was a stagnant picture of nothing. It was just buses going along and how beautiful the skyline was in Israel. Actually, it was Jerusalem. They had the skyline and everything. And so they kept asking the question, will it happen? Will it happen? Is it going to happen? Are the rockets going to go? Just, you know, it was like watching a movie or some sort of a serial. You know, those old-time serials you used to watch in the old days, like Buck Rogers and Lone Ranger. Anyway, so go to Fox News, watching Fox News, and they interviewed this woman, a former CIA agent who had the personality of a dumb blonde. And it was funny because she suggested that the United States take over and blow up Iran into, as she put it, smithereens. I've never heard anyone, especially from the CIA, say something like, we should blow Iran to smithereens. It's like something out of, what, Dr. Strangelove? I don't know. It's a word you don't hear coming out of the CIA too often. Smithereens. That's the word of the day. So then when the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air happened, the attitude changed on the news and the media feigned its concern. Oh, my, this is unprecedented. Oh, my gosh, I hope this doesn't drag us into a giant war in the Middle East. It was coming off as being very theatrical theater. Okay. I mean, the media always pretends that this is something new, and it's not. I mean, yeah, this was the first time Iran had launched an offensive from their soil. And you can surmise that this whole thing is a well-controlled operation, that if you follow the history, you'll know that the manifesto called the Project for the New American Century, written by deep state neocons, already had given the blueprint for what is happening. Just go back and read it, and you know what their plan is. And the thing is their biggest problem was Donald Trump. They were well on their way to securing their world order. Trump got there, and it's like, oh, stopped everything. He was an outsider, right? Didn't know anything. And this is why they're so angry at him now. They don't want him back. Because they're just about ready to, you know, that covetous grip on this world order they want, right? I mean, does anybody remember? Well, let me just play this. This is Wesley Clark. He was on with Amy Goodman back in 2007. And just to give you a reminder of what the project was and what they were planning on, here's General Wesley Clark to remind you.
You know, history doesn't repeat itself exactly twice. What I did warn about when I testified in front of Congress in 2002, I said, if you want to worry about a state, it shouldn't be Iraq, it should be Iran. But this government, our administration, wanted to worry about Iraq, not Iran. I knew why, because I'd been through the Pentagon right after 9/11. About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq. Why? He said, I don't know. He said, I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to al-Qaeda? He said, no, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They've just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later. And by that time, we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper. And he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Finishing off with Iran. They had the plan. Okay, it was a 5-year plan to take out all these areas. Why? For their world order. And it was written about in Project for the New American Century, building America's defenses. They were going to see themselves as heroes. Okay, these neocons in the background. And it was not just the Bushes. It was the Clintons, Obama, and now Biden. They were all involved with this. And, you know, I'm not saying that Biden or Obama are neocons. What I'm saying is the neocon hawks and several of the neoliberal hawks that have been in the background have always wanted Iran, but they don't want to take on Iran directly. Okay. So that's the point. They've always said, well, we got to find a way to get Iran into this picture. And so Wesley Clark, with Amy Goodman back in 2007, literally spilled the beans on the objective of the neocon world order. He said that this was their plan, that they just wanted to go into all of these different countries, take them out, and that we were doing them one by one. And of course, I'm sure that, like I said, you know, they had all this time to do it, but they needed to find a foolproof plan to make sure that theater would happen so that everybody, you know, everybody would be surprised at this. I don't think anybody's really surprised at this. So keep in mind, the Biden administration, keep this in mind, and you need to stop pretending to be concerned when the plan has been in the hopper for decades. And we're going to talk more about that coming up on Ground Zero. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.